Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It is January 17th. This is Fightful Wrestling, and this is a breaking news podcast. And if you saw the news that I just dropped on FightfulSelect.com, you see why I didn't go live on Sunday with a breaking news show about Mustafa Ali. We're going to be talking about that as well. Cody Rhodes is a free agent. Now, there is a lot more you can find out at FightfulSelect.com, but we were able to bring you this breaking news show thanks to our sponsors at NordVPN. I use NordVPN myself. I love it. Go to nordvpn.com/fightful or use the code FIGHTFUL to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month free. It is also risk-free 30 days, so you know, there's no way you lose here. It's about $3 a month with this deal, the price of a cup of coffee every single month. NordVPN, man, one of the things I love so much about a VPN is it helps you avoid price discrimination when you're traveling, you're getting flights, stuff like that. You're able to watch stuff that maybe you're not supposed to watch in your region. You can browse anonymously. You don't have to worry about your privacy being invaded and a lot of stuff like that. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Use that code Fightful. Even hit them up on Twitter at NordVPN. Let them know you heard about them from us. It would mean an awful lot. NordVPN.com/Fightful. I have somebody saying that that's what it is. Bink. Sorry about that. My mic was, man, every time I restart my computer, man, it goes to my webcam audio. So it's, sorry about that. Now, I had teased some big news. Now, I get it. Some people are going to go, that's it? That's all the news? Yes, a current AEW champion, one of the top stars in the company, is working without a contract, is a free agent. There's a lot to get into here. Yes, that is a big story in my line of work and the type of stuff that I do, and we're gonna get into this heavily. Boy, this is something. We're going to get in the Mustafa Ali stuff. Let's lead with the Cody news. So I learned this weekend that Cody Rhodes has been working without a contract for at least a couple of weeks. It was up at the end of last year. Now, there is even more to this story. A lot of the contracts, somebody says TNT champion, not AEW world champion. Okay, he's the AEW TNT champion. Yes, that is a big deal to be working without a contract in that type of company. I don't know how this affects VP status. I don't know if he has a separate deal with that. He's a free agent. He can do what he wants in that sense. I've always heard that there is at least a cordial relationship maintained between he and WWE. I had heard the same about Impact Wrestling, Ring of Honor before they were around, much of the same. From what I understand, Cody has maintained very solid relationships with everybody and hasn't like burned a bridge or anything like that. I don't think it's an accident that, okay, I don't want to lean in and say someone hasn't been offered a deal. Someone like, I don't know which side is dragging their feet, if any, on this situation. For all I know, it could be a concentrated effort to get some buzz. For all I know, all I know is I found out this weekend he's working without a deal. He is a free agent. Reminder, guys, you can get your super chats in like Valab did. He says, Cody is fully committing to the Codyverse. I kid, this is just big news. Sorry for the stutter there. You can also go to humperchats.com. I would greatly appreciate it. You can get your questions or statements read on the air. That is how that's where we address our questions and all that stuff. Oh, man. So, Cody's deal is up. Again, don't know how it affects his VP status. However, I see a lot of people saying, oh, this isn't a big deal because everybody knows he's not going anywhere. Okay, did anybody think that Braun Strowman was going to leave WWE? Did anybody think that Bray Wyatt was going to leave WWE? Did anybody think that William Regal was going to get fired? Now, I saw some people say, well, that's not the case with AEW. Well, that's because contracts have durations, and most of these people were signed to at least three-year deals. I don't think anyone ever looked at Melanie Cruz, Awesome Kong, Big Swole, Jimmy Havoc, Sadie Gibbs, and said, AEW lifers, they're going to be there forever. A lot of people looked at William Regal, Bray Wyatt. A lot of people looked at a lot of people that left WWE and thought, well, they would never give up that job. A lot of people thought that Kevin Owens leaving WWE was a foregone conclusion. That didn't happen. Not only that, the money that is associated with some of the WWE contracts that I have heard lately. So I thought the Braun Strowman deal was a lot. Well, this one, some of the ones I've heard of late have been just insane. Insane. Mike Straw says, another great scoop that makes Fightful Select worth it. Amazing again. So sorry, I'm all over the place. I'm stumbling a little bit. There's a lot to address here. So, and hey, people are saying they got fired. Yes, wrestling changes. The landscape changes. You can look at any situation like that. Kevin Owens didn't get fired. There were so many people that thought foregone conclusion, Mount Rushmore, AEW. It didn't happen. He stayed with WWE. My point is you can never understand the motivations of a company, of a performer, of an artist, of somebody who's got a lot of money, maybe doesn't have a lot of money. You never know what somebody else's motivations are. Now, this isn't me saying, oh, well, he's definitely going to go. I just don't think it's completely out of the realm of possibility like so many other people are thinking. I think there are possibilities for anything and everything happening in wrestling, especially these days. And I don't think it's a coincidence that that the Royal Rumble is coming up and they haven't hatched out a deal. I would imagine that Cody Rhodes knows that his leverage is heightened right now. I think that he understands that a few weeks from the Rumble, that's probably the best time for him to negotiate in case he splits or something like that. A lot of people asking about his TNT shows. Yeah, I would imagine that plays a big role in a lot of this too. I mean, there's an awful lot of moving parts to this. A contract that is up, him holding the TNT title. He's working without the contract, supposedly amicably from what I understand. He's got positive relationships with all kinds of companies. He's got two TNT shows. This is the most moving part situation that we've seen. Like there are spots about it that can be comparable, but I don't think that there's ever been a situation truly like this as well. And JJ Smith says John Cena has a TBS show. Just saying. It's a very good point. There you go. Sullen says maybe he has other interests. I don't know. He has TV commitments and political ambitions. I think wrestling is probably where his money is being made right now. And WrestleTalk says, personally, I think Cody stays, but you can't say anything for certain. I'm with you. I think Cody stays, but anybody working without a contract this day and age is especially at that level. I think that's worth noting. Ryan says, is his talent contract or EVP contract that expired, or both? Again, I don't know about his EVP status. Just know he's a free agent working without a contract. Anthony says, do you think Cody will burrow down in AEW more, or will he chase other offers? I wouldn't doubt that. How should I put this? I wouldn't doubt that he would be excited to field a WWE offer or another offer to leverage it against AEW. This happens all the time. This has happened with people that I've reported on in the past 2 or 3 weeks that have leveraged one deal against another deal. I think that it's a real possibility that he's going to try to leverage that. Let's see. Jay, who the great Fowler, he says, I have no inside info on the Cody deal, but since January 1, I've had many conversations with him about AEW, doing some things together to help others through AEW. Cody Rhodes is still going strong. Continue to support it through all the rumors. They do good things. That's in reference to the community outreach. They do great things over there at the community outreach as well. Any update on Fuego 2's contract? Fuego 2 is also working without a contract. I need to I need to make sure that everybody knows that. Chris Rain says, could this be a reason why they went with him as interim champion, or went with an interim champion since he wasn't going to be out of action long? Possibly. I think that would make a lot of sense. I can't speak to that definitively. But that would make a lot of sense, Chris. Reminder, get in your super chats and Humper chats. Nick says, Cody enters number one at the Rumble and eliminates McIntyre, Big E, Styles, Braun Breaker, Goldberg, The Undertaker, and God from Backlash 06 on his way to Mania. Could you imagine? So I'm interested in seeing what some of you all think about this. Like, do you all think there's a possibility? Anakin says, can see Cody re-signing, then say him not competing for the AEW title was under his original contract, and his new contract allows him to challenge. I mean, if he were a heel, all he'd need to do is retcon that himself. Ryan says, polka dots in Cody's future if he returned to WWE. If I were Cody and I went back to WWE, I would have to work something special in there. Are millions of dollars worth getting buried? That's up to everybody. That's up to anybody individually. Okay, let's see. So we've got a lot of, people say Cody never felt like a lifer to me. I mean, when you heard pretty early, there might have been issues with he and other EVPs and things like that. I mean, those reports emerged. I mean, it's hard for me to look at that and say, oh yeah, definitely a lifer. When's the last time we saw him on screen with any other EVP besides Tony? Like, when's the last time we saw that? Now, to me, I look at that and I'm like, well, these guys are really, really workers. And, if I were them, I would have worked this entire situation. I would want people to think that they didn't want to have anything to do with each other. That way, eventually, when Cody did appear on screen with Omega and or the Bucks, there's a lot of people that are like, oh, this is real. This is real. This is playing off of reality. Now, I think there's something interesting that you all can go back and look at. There was a Sports Illustrated interview, I think it was December 1st with Justin Barrasso. And there were, like, this kind of went under the radar because a lot of the deals were reported as 5-year deals. Cody was asked where he sees his future. And he says, as of now, my future is with AEW. AEW would be very strange without the core members of the Revolution. We all still talk. We have this admiration for each other. I can't see myself anywhere else. I'm very optimistic about what the future holds. Now, one of the headlines of this 6 weeks ago was Cody Rhodes on impending free agency. As of now, my future is with AEW. And it says, despite rumors swirling that all four of the contracts of AEW vice presidents are up at the end of the year. And I'm like, wait a second. I don't remember there being rumors of all of them being up at the end of the year. There were some misreported contract dates here. Jericho's deal was reported up at the end of this, at the end of last year. I've got more on that coming soon. There were some foggy reporting on Young Bucks' original deals. People are saying, oh, well, if he was planning on leaving AEW, he wouldn't do et cetera, promoting AEW. He is the AEW TNT champion. Guys, Adam Cole was told one day, hey, by the way, your deal is up in 2 days. And the next day he did an interview with me promoting his match on NXT TV the next week when he didn't even have a contract. You cannot determine the motivations of these people based on what you would do. You ain't them. You ain't Cody Rhodes. You're not Brandi Rhodes. You're not Adam Cole. You're not Johnny Gargano or Kevin Owens or anybody like that. And you don't know where their priorities lie, being professional, maintaining relationships. Lex Luger left without anything. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time. But the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Adam Cole gave him 6 more weeks, a bunch of media, and a feud blow off. Everybody's different. Everybody's different. And as Vincent says, workers work all the time. Workers work, man. Fact Channel says, is he negotiating part ownership of AEW? I would be shocked. Jay Panaccio says, do you think there's something that Cody wants that AEW can't do for him? What would be the reason that he would leave? Well, I mean, what would be a reason that he would leave? Okay. Millions of dollars, maybe. I don't know. Maybe there's any number of things that someone can offer people that other people can't offer them. That's where the negotiation aspect comes in. Well, AEW offered an EVP spot. It offered a spot at the top of the card. With that came 2 TV shows. That's not something that WWE could necessarily offer. Bacon says, if Cody's contract is up, does that not mean Kenny, Matt, and Nick too? Why would Cody sign a shorter or different deal? It seems strange to me. It was reported recently that they had, the Bucks had renewed their deals. I'm not sure on Kenny. This isn't a super chat, but Neil says, do you have any idea on which contracts will end in any promotions this year aside from Cody? FightfulSelect.com. I'm reporting it all the time. I get contract news nonstop. We reported that Jake something of Impact Wrestling, his deal is up next month. I would imagine he's going to get some looks. He's a sirloin beef son's a bitch. Thank you, Anthony, for the super chat. Tom Brady says, any news on Walter Ciampa or Pete Dunne being called up or their Rumble chances? I'd be shocked if they weren't all called up. Personally, with the way that WWE's roster is right now, I think you need all of them on the main roster. Reminder, guys, this show brought to you by NordVPN. Go to NordVPN.com/Fightful or use the code Fightful at checkout. Get 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. This adds up to about $3 a month, the price of a cup of coffee per month. That's how we're able to bring you this show for free. Heavy Metal Chris says, do you think this could be the return of the Midnight Rider? Do you think he isn't being offered an EVP spot still? I don't have any insight on that as it relates to the EVP thing. Michael says, I could see WWE wanting to bring in Cody for a lot of money in a behind-the-scenes role. They must have been impressed with him building AEW. Well, I mean, I don't know to what degree he built AEW. I know that he is a fascinating on-screen character to me. Regardless of what you think about him, I think he's fascinating. And I think it speaks a lot to AEW's trust in him that without his contract, he is the AEW TNT champion. Regardless of anything like that. I mean, I know that I'm sure he was going to drop that title to Sammy. I'm sure he was going to drop it. Cody says, or Tom says, Cody doing a one-off at the Rumble seems like a possibility. I think anything is a possibility. In wrestling these days, I never say never about anything like that. Wrestle Voice says, can't even be mad. Cody changed the industry and has put himself in a unique position. He can write his own ticket, and I'm all for it. So let's talk about Mustafa Ali. We'll still answer Cody questions, obviously, and talk about Cody as well. So it is very unique how this series of events unfolded. Mustafa Ali was not on SmackDown Friday. And to me, you know, I had heard, well, paternity leave, et cetera, and I was like, man, it's been 2 months. He had that kid 2 months ago. And I asked around backstage, and I was told, no, Mustafa Ali asked for one show off. One show off. And then I found out what happened. So a couple months ago, and this is reported on FightfulSelect.com. Please, if you guys want to support us, FightfulSelect.com is our lifeblood. Now, I know a lot of you don't want to pay for wrestling news, but hey, maybe you want to pay to support us. We would greatly appreciate it. A couple of months ago, there was a gimmick pitched for the New America, which was kind of putting a mirror on America itself. Mustafa Ali posted the video on Twitter, and that gimmick was accepted by WWE and then later rescinded. And then I was told that Vince McMahon pitched something to Ali that everybody there knows he wouldn't do. Now, I don't know what that is. I know a lot of people jump to conclusions about race, religion, a lot of things like that. I can't say specifically what that is because I don't know what that is. I was just told outright it's something that that Mustafa Ali would have never done, ever. So this led to an argument between Vince McMahon and Mustafa Ali. And Mustafa Ali has not been back since. He was set for paternity leave the week after Survivor Series, but he wasn't at the SmackDown before Survivor Series, and he wasn't at Survivor Series. So I reported on that back then. And my thought was, well, they're probably just giving him an extra week off, and that he just got it extended. They had enough bodies for Survivor Series. They didn't need him. Well, then he's not back a couple weeks after that. And then even further beyond that. And then he wasn't at the Chicago show. And when he wasn't at the Chicago show, that's where it set alarm bells off for me. Because I had people on the roster saying, do you know why Ali isn't here? And I said, no, I don't. I figured he would be. And they said, yeah, we thought he would be too. That's an easy push. That's an easy, easy pop. You can bring him back. He's in Chicago. It's his hometown. He's been posting training videos. So it was very clear that he was okay to go. And every week I would ask, like, what's up with Mustafa Ali? Not mentioned with creative. And it never seemed to change during that period. And I would just kind of ask. And then this week, of all things, I was like, okay, there's got to be more. I got to dig for more here. And that's when I hear about the Vince McMahon argument that led to him being off TV. In fact, there were people in WWE that thought he was going to be a part of some of the recent rounds of cuts. Mustafa Ali is really well-liked. He's a great wrestler. Everybody wants to work with him. He's good on the mic. He looks like a million bucks. He cuts his own promo or cuts his own vignettes. At one point, Vince trusted him enough to film his own vignettes, then just submit them to have him approved. He comes up with creative ideas. He pushes for people who deserve it. He's a very, very well-liked guy. And he asked for his release yesterday. I asked WWE if it's been granted. I have not been given any information as to whether or not it has been granted or not, but we'll see. Whew. By the way, I see you all saying the NordVPN link, 404s. It'll be all right. They probably just haven't set it up yet. We just got it set up. But thank you for caring. I greatly appreciate that. Mustafa Ali would be a great benefit to any company. I mean, any company. Get in your super chats, your humper chats. We're here to talk about Cody, about whatever y'all want to talk about. By the way, FightfulSelect.com. Every week I do a Q&A show where you can ask whatever you want. And if I have the answer, I'll answer it. If not, I'm going to ask somebody about it. That guy Tone says, from my end, Cody not immediately signing a new deal is super interesting. I don't see him leaving for AEW, but Cody not immediately signing is interesting. Very well, it could be a thing where it's like half work, half shoot, and it ends up a story on fucking Roads to the Top or something like that. Like, you never know with people like that. I just know that he's working without a deal. Jeff says, I don't think it would happen, but Cody pulling a Christian from a little while ago would be cool in the Rumble. Then the next time you see him on Dynamite. It is hard for me to like even predict what we'll see. Like, there's so much stuff that's happened that I didn't expect to see. Speaking of Mustafa with Retribution, any news on T-Bar, Dijak, and Mace's business? Mace has been absolutely nowhere recently. Mace hasn't been in the ring in a couple months. I don't know what's up with T-Bar at all. I just know that Mace hasn't been figured into creative plans. Guys, I had a dream last night. A dream that Veer redebuted in the Royal Rumble and won it. Oh, God. It's past the point of parody now. Brandon Joseph says, Cody agrees to be in the Rumble in exchange for the Starrcade name. Resigns with AEW afterward. WWE gets the moment. AEW gets the exposure. Cody gets his dad creation. Brandon, I mean this in a respectful way. So that would be more of a favor to Cody overall. That would be a promotion for Cody because being in the Royal Rumble is a big deal. Jay Shell says Peter Avalon taking all Andy dates, says his status is LFG. Fightful Select reported last week that Peter Avalon's deal was set to expire as well. Scott Wesley says, where's Finn Balor been? A lot of people asking about this. I'm gonna find out. I will find out for you guys. Don't worry. Blue says, actually, we read that one. Ian says, late to the stream. Sorry if it's already answered, but guessing Bucks, Kenny, Cody all signed similar deals. Bucks announced the extension late last year. Cody obviously didn't try. Any word on if Kenny's extending too? I'm asking about every original deal with AEW. I know that MJF and Britt Baker both re-signed, and they re-signed like early. That's why it's interesting to me that Cody didn't. Both of them signed deals and extended them plenty early. Which, I mean, they also both probably outperformed their deals. I would imagine Britt Baker and MJF probably got pay bumps, and that's just my assumption. Don't report that or anything. Alistair Gammon says, Luke and SP3 talked today about how long it would be before a report comes out that Ali was difficult to work with. Would you be at all surprised? No, I wouldn't be at all surprised by that, because he didn't like shitty creative, and he came with his own ideas. And a lot of times, if you don't just go with the go with whatever shit you're presented, you're portrayed as difficult to work with all across the board. And that's a bummer. That's a bummer. It shouldn't be like that. Cabo Stretch says, do you think Moose will show up in the Rumble? Will Shane Taylor Promotions come to Impact until ROH resumes in April? I think Shane Taylor Promotions should appear in Impact. I think that's a good spot for him. I don't think there's any chance that Moose is in the Rumble. Shout out to our friend Wild Boy, who's been dealing with some health issues lately. Love you, buddy. Hope you're doing better. Matt Hennessy says, Sean, hope all is well. A little off topic. Meltzer heard back in December that Zane signed a new deal with WWE. Have you heard anything about this? I've asked, and I've been told that he's very private about stuff like that. So I'm still trying to nail it down. I mean, when I get confirmations of like these releases from people in WWE, I'm like, hey, you know, if you guys want to just tell me that somebody's re-signed, that's some positive news for you guys. If you all want it out there, it never works. It doesn't ever work. Ever, ever, never. I want to report some positive stuff. I want to report for happy, nice stuff. Man. Oh man, there's a lot going on here. And I appreciate you guys sticking with me, hanging out with us for about a half hour today. FightfulSelect.com is going to have a lot more news. We got exclusive news every single day. But the big news today, Fuego 2 working without a contract. But Mustafa Ali asked out of his WWE deal. A reminder, this show brought to you by NordVPN. The link will work soon, NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you use the code FIGHTFUL to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan, plus one additional month for free, risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, Fightful Select will have all kinds of news. We got a WWE Raw show tonight. Please subscribe, guys. It would mean an awful lot. Thank you, guys. Phil Mansfield wraps us up, says, New Japan news, any word on what's going on with Jay White? No spot at Wrestle Kingdom or the upcoming tours? I don't know what's up with him, but he was going to work the strong stuff anyway, but he was scheduled for the Seattle show this past weekend because he did media for it. Guys, thank you all. Oh, but I want to plug this. Fightful legend Maggie. Go visit our favorite Bulgarian bartender. I want to give her a plug right now. Maggie_IK, one of the most likable people out there. And Jay White is working the Impact tapings, as Joel Pearl mentions. Until next time, guys, we're out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.